This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Monday the 5th of December. And it's huge, huge congratulations to Kashiwa Reysol, champions of Japan for the first time ever. And what's more, in their first season back after promotion. We'll have more on that historic achievement, plus the J2 promotion race, in just a few seconds. Well, let's just repeat that. Kashiwa Reysol have clinched a historic first ever J-League title, just 12 months after winning promotion back to the top flight as J2 champions, following a 3-1 victory away to Urawa Reds on Saturday afternoon. The Sun Kings went into the final day of the season with their destiny in their own hands, but knowing that their advantage at the top was precarious enough that either Nagoya Grampus or Gamba Osaka could steal in, unless they secured all 3 points against an Urawa side still not 100% guaranteed of survival. But if Kashiwa were feeling the pressure, they rarely showed it throughout an afternoon on which they dominated their opponents and never once even fell from the summit of the provisional table. The opening goal arrived in somewhat frantic circumstances just before the half-hour mark. Naoya Kondo's header from a Jorge Wagner corner was cleared off the line, into the path of Leandro Dominguez, whose shot then struck the upright, and rebounded back to Wagner. From an acute angle, the Brazilian blasted the ball between Nobuhiro Kato's legs and into the net off the inside of the goalkeeper's left knee. A delicate overhead kick by Wataru Hashimoto 9 minutes later gave Kashiwa a deserved 2-0 lead at half-time. But Yosuke Kashiwagi ensured that the second period would not be without tension, in the stands at least, when his header halved the deficit 8 minutes after the restart. Despite outshooting the home side by an overwhelming 25 attempts to 4, it took until a quarter of an hour from time, and a horrendous goalkeeping error, for Reysol's glory to be finally secured. Akimi Barada's speculative 25-yard effort lacked pace, but Kato appeared to misjudge the bounce of the ball before his feet, and embarrassingly spooned it with both hands into the net behind. The precise manner of the goals mattered not, however, for Kashiwa had once again risen to the occasion when it counted most, to seal a title few had ever believed possible. The architect of their triumph, Brazilian manager Nelsinho Baptista, appeared absolutely delighted at his post-match press conference in Saitama. Nelsinho said, "I am very satisfied that we have managed to remain in or close to a title-winning position throughout the entire 2011 season. It gives me great pride to end up as champions of such a difficult league. I would like to offer my heartfelt congratulations to all of the players that have fought all year to achieve this success." Last year's champions Nagoya finished a point behind in second, despite winning 1-0 at Albirex Niigata thanks to a sweetly taken free kick by Keiji Tamada. Gamba put in a fine attacking performance to beat Shimizu S-Pulse 3-1 at Nihon Daira, Lee Kun-ho starring with 2 goals and an assist, but other results meant that this was ultimately only good enough for third place. Kashiwa's title victory has also earned them the right to take part in the FIFA Club World Cup as representatives of the host nation. Their campaign will get underway this Thursday with a first round match against Auckland City of New Zealand in Toyota. V fan for it. Corfu will join long since relegated Avispa Fukuoka and Montedeo Yamagata in the second tier next season, following their 3-1 final day defeat at Omiya Ardija. Even with Urawa's loss, the Yamanashi side would have needed an unlikely 12-goal victory to ensure their survival. Alongside J2 champions FC Tokyo, the bottom three will be replaced in the top flight by Sagan Tosu and Consadole Sapporo, who respectively achieved the results they required to confirm promotion earlier on Saturday. Tosu drew 2-2 at home to Roasso Kumamoto, while Sapporo beat FC Tokyo 2-1 to end the hopes of Tokushima Vortis, who slipped to a late 1-0 loss at Fagiano Okayama. Elsewhere in J1, Vegalta Sendai beat Vissel Kobe 2-0 to leapfrog Yokohama F. Marinos into fourth position, after the latter could only draw 1-1 at home to Kashima Antlers. Cerezo Osaka thrashed Fukuoka 7-1. Sanfrecce Hiroshima won 3-1 in Yamagata, while Jubilo Iwata edged a 2-1 victory over Kawasaki Frontale. Now two more quick talking points, and Matsumoto Yamaga of the third tier Japan Football League guaranteed their elevation to J2, subject to the final approval of the J-League later this month, with a 2-0 win over Honda Lock on Sunday. Finally, Kashima Antlers announced on Monday that manager Oswaldo de Oliveira, who led the side to three consecutive league titles from 2007 to 2009, will not remain at the club next season. His departure follows that of Akira Nishino, another former championship-winning manager, from Gamba Osaka. Well, that's it from me for today, but not quite yet for this season, as the next couple of weeks sees the FIFA Club World Cup take place here in Japan, with Barcelona, Santos, Kashiwa and all. I'll be back for a number of special minute casts over the rest of the month, so look out for that. Also, just to repeat, Issue 3 of The Blizzard, featuring my story on 8 previous thrilling title races in Japan, is now on sale. Please do visit www.theblizzard.co.uk for details and to order your copy. Right, that is all now. Speak to you soon. Thanks for listening.